Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. I pray you're all doing well out there. Thank you for listening to another message here. And today I want to talk to you about something that has been something I wanted to share with people for a long time. And that is getting the word on a daily basis is so important. To have some type of scripture come out of your mouth every single day is so important. And to stay connected to the word is staying connected to our Creator. Simply put, one of the greatest ways the enemy uses us to weaken our faith and our walk with our Creator is to keep us too busy to find time to read scripture. And sadly, that often happens, and when people get busy, they put reading their scripture on the back burner. It's the last thing people leave for the day, but if they get busy, that's the thing that doesn't happen. It shouldn't be the last thing. I'll submit to you, it should be the first thing. And as for the time issue, it shouldn't have to take a lot of time to read scripture. It should take a lot of time to ponder scripture and to think about scripture. And today I want to talk about something that has completely changed the way I read the Bible. See, many believers think they measure their spiritual life by how many times they've read the Bible or how many Bible books they read or how often they read the scriptures. And these things aren't a bad thing necessarily. But I want to ask you a different question. Has the Bible really gone through you? Have you resonated with it? There is a tremendous difference between reading scripture and allowing scripture to read you. One fills your mind with information. The other transforms your heart. And our Creator never intended His word to be a race that we hurry through. He intended it to become part of our life. Do you understand? There are other cultures around the world where literally the scriptures are their life. You could tell Hindu monks, that they literally live their doctrine. You could tell people of Islam, that are extreme to a degree, but they live their scripture. But when it comes to the Bible, we need to be resonate so much with the word that it becomes part of us, part of our DNA. And it's not just about how much we're reading, but it is understanding what we're reading. Let's look and begin with the Apostle Paul. Paul prayed repeatedly about his thorn in the flesh. And eventually he finally got his answer. My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. Notice something interesting. The answer that our Creator gave Paul was only one sentence. Yet that one sentence carried enough truth to strengthen Paul for the rest of his ministry. Sometimes we are always asking, Yahweh, give me another revelation. And our Creator says, I haven't finished teaching you the last one. We need to slow down, folks, when it comes to reading our word. Many of us read the scriptures like we're trying to finish an assignment. And then we need to just check off today's reading and tomorrow we'll get to the next chapter. But what if our Creator says, stay here and ponder this one? Don't rush through it. Remember, the set-apart spirit is never in a rush. We need to complete what our Creator wanted us to do, not get ahead of ourselves. There's no reason to rush it. There's a big reason to understand it, to meditate on it, to pray about it, and to apply it to your life, to test it. The Bible says test everything, every word of scripture. Meditation is different than reading. You know, oftentimes people hear the word meditation and they think New Age stuff. You want to transform the word meditation and use prayer? Fine, go ahead. But prayer is different than reading. In Joshua 1 verse 8, it says, meditate on it day and night. Pray about it day and night. Continuously pray about the words of our Creator. Meditation isn't what the New Age community says, like emptying your mind. Biblical meditation is different. It's to fill your mind with our Creator's truth. It means asking questions. When we're reading the scriptures, our Creator's trying to tell us something. He knew long ago when these books, these words were spoken from Him and written down, that they would be used to transform lives everywhere for eternity, if people were willing to listen and ask questions. We need to ask ourselves when we read scriptures, Yahweh, what are you showing me? What are you showing me? Why is this word here? Folks, ask yourself how these apply to your life and what needs to change. And remember, you don't need to know Greek and Hebrew to ask these questions or to figure this stuff out. You don't have to be a study wizard to go and dig deep, deep, deep into these verses. Just think about what you're doing, what you're putting in your mind. Let's use another example. Because someone, and sometimes one verse feeds our soul more than others, a whole other chapter can. There's a scripture I have that, you know, that it says, the words of his, in Job, it says, you know, that he kept his foot from slipping. The words of our Creator are more than my necessary food. To me, that word necessary means everything. Without that word necessary, that scripture had no context. But when it says necessary, the words mean more to me than my necessary food. That means, and what Job was saying is, his life, you know, which the food sustained, is not as important as our Creator's words. The Creator's words were more important than his own life. So sometimes one word can transform everything. So we got to think about every word and do things the way our Creator wants us to do. He wants us to meditate, and he told us to meditate it. When you're eating, hopefully you're doing it in the right order. Think about that. You eat. You don't swallow without chewing the food. Some people do, but that creates problems. But the order is you eat, you chew it, you digest it, and then it nourishes your body. And think about that order. And then think about the order from a spiritual sense. Think about it. You read it. That's like taking the food in. You meditate on it. That's like chewing the food. And your obedience is like digesting it. And transformation is the result. You know, some people often say, well, I'm praying to our Creator all the time and I never hear from Him. I never hear from Him. Understand, folks, the Word is our Creator speaking to us. It might not be a verbal voice that you hear, but He's still speaking to every one of us. And we have this Word. Yeshua said in Matthew 4:4, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of our Creator. Notice he said, comes. Our Creator's written word never changes. But the Holy Spirit continues to bring that word alive in our hearts. That's where we need to be. Many of you have probably experienced this. You read a verse that you've seen many, many times, and suddenly it feels completely different. And you wonder, how did I never notice that before? The verse didn't change, you changed. The set-apart spirit opened your understanding. That's why two people can read the exact same chapter. One closes the Bible unchanged, and the other walks away transformed. The difference isn't intelligence, it's spiritual sensitivity. So we need to value and understand what we're reading in terms of the value of where it came from, who wrote it, and what it's supposed to mean and do in our lives. Next time and from now on, don't measure your success by how much Bible you read. You know, it's not about speed or how soon you finished. You know, you want to create that spiritual sensitivity where you're really focused on every single word. This is what I explain to people when I read my psalm in the morning during my prayers. Think about every word that's being said. You know, and sometimes spiritual growth is slow because roots grow before fruit appears. That's just the way it is. You know, a tree doesn't become a tree overnight, and neither does a believer. You know, sometimes, you know, it takes time. But don't be discouraged if you're spending several days thinking about one verse or even one word. You're allowing His truth to sink deep within inside you. And deep roots is what's going to produce the lasting fruit. So we have to understand this. Listen, folks, we've spoken about this in the past, and we speak about this now. Let's go back to the verse that we looked at here with Paul. My grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you. You know, I have a close friend who is, he literally broke his back, and he got surgery. And he was struggling with his health, and he's a man of God, and he was struggling why this was happening. And this is the verse that God gave him, that spoke to him, and literally saved him. And now he's healed, he's walking great, and he shares with everyone. This was the verse that transformed me. Folks, what does sufficient mean for you? Enough? Does it mean completely enough? Not barely enough? Not almost enough? Enough! Think about every area of life. Marriage. If you have children, think about parenting. Think about your health. The temptations we get. The financial pressures of this world. The trials and disappointments of life, our Creator's grace is greater. That doesn't mean everything else disappears and all your issues disappears. It means that our Creator supplies what you need to remain faithful. Grace is not merely forgiveness. Grace is our Creator's power working in ordinary people. His strength enters where ours ends. Him becoming more, us becoming less. We can do all things through Him who strengthens us. His grace is sufficient for us. You see, Paul wanted weakness removed. Our Creator instead promised strength inside weakness. That's often how He works. We usually pray like this: Yahweh, remove this. And sometimes our Creator says back to us, I'll walk through it with you. His greatest miracles often happen when we stop depending on ourselves. You get that? That's like taking things out of order. That's like following all the different cultures of different belief systems of this world. It's up to us. If it's up to us, we don't need Yeshua, and we never did. But we do need Him, and we always do. It doesn't say, your grace is sufficient for you. It says, my grace is enough. It's sufficient for you. You see, pride says, I got this. And faith says, Yahweh, without you, I can do nothing. Weakness becomes dangerous only when it drives us away from our Creator. When weakness drives us towards Him, it becomes a doorway to His strength. Hallelujah. There's a verse in the scripture that says, it's there twice, it says, there's a way before each man that seems right but ends in death. And that's His way. That's your way. But the ways of our Creator are sufficient enough for us. We have to Get this. Romans 10 teaches something important. Faith begins in the heart. Faith begins in the heart. And oftentimes, people stop there, but it doesn't end there. It doesn't stop there. Scripture says, we believe with the heart and confess with the mouth. There's something powerful about speaking our Creator's truth. Not because words are super magical, even though they have a direct connection to what's going on in our lives. We could speak things, but who are we speaking them to? And each word, each syllable does have an impact on the energy and vibration of our lives. But because spoken faith often strengthens believers' hearts, David said, I will bless the Creator. I will bless Yahweh. Joshua declared, as for me and my house, the prophet spoke Yahweh's promises. Yeshua answered Satan by speaking scripture. There is a pattern throughout the Bible that the truth of our Creator fills the heart and then comes out of the mouth, faith. So the process and the order, once again, many people are taught, trained, and believe that they could stop at a certain point, but you're stopping yourself from your growth. Yes, heart, the faith begins in the heart, but then go and speak it. Speak what our Creator has taught you. Tell your testimony to the world. Go, stand, speak. Whenever our Creator teaches you something, don't keep it locked inside you. Share it with others. It doesn't have to be a whole sermon, but share it with others. Share it with those that are close to you. Share it with strangers. Share it with everyone. You know, so share what his word is doing and how it's transforming your life. You know, in this area, parents have a wonderful opportunity. They don't need to know everything, but they can share what our Creator is teaching them and has teaching them. One of the things I do with my daughter and hopefully when my other children are older is we have a nice discussion before it's bedtime. And I often talk about what our Creator has done in my life that day and about the past, how he's transformed my life and my decisions. And we have a conversation about scripture. And if I read scripture, I run it by her. I ask her what she's reading and what she's learning. We discuss the word. You know, my conversations with her, the Bible and the scripture is a normal part of conversation. It's not some weird thing that we preserve for just the day we go to our assembly or a congregation. And Deuteronomy talks about this. And this is something we say every morning during prayer. It teaches parents to speak our Creator's commandments throughout daily life. At home, while we're walking, sitting, and rising. Faith grows in an atmosphere where our Creator's word is discussed naturally. So make it part of the natural life. Then we go and look at hearing. Hearing is not enough. James says in 1 verse 22, be doers of the word and not only hearers. Be doers of the word. Meditation without obedience eventually becomes deception. And this is where many Christians fall short. They'll hear the word. They have the faith in Yeshua, but they don't carry it out. There's no obedience there. Because they're deceived to believe, well, that's done away with. You don't need to follow that. Or we could stop and cut it short here. We follow the things that we feel good about, but the things that are challenging, we don't want to follow. Listen, the goal isn't collecting insights and just reading things to make us feel good. The goal is to become more like Messiah. So we need to read and ask ourselves after reading, what should I stop and what should I start? Who should I forgive? And where should I go and what I should do? And what areas of my life am I obeying him? Even one small act of obedience is more valuable than listening and hearing so many different sermons and everything else that's not producing that desire to be obedient to our Creator's word. You know, you have your heart. Let Scripture search your heart out. You know, Hebrews tells us that our Creator's word is living and active. It exposes motives. It reveals attitudes. You know, we get this right. Our Creator corrects us and he shows us pride and selfishness and fear, jealousy. Instead of resistant conviction, welcome it. The great physician only exposes what he intends to heal. So we need to speak the word, but we also need to build a life of listening and listening to what our Creator is telling us, to develop this habit of listening and acting on it. Read slowly, pray before reading, ask the Ruach HaKodesh, the set apart Holy Spirit, for understanding about what you're reading. When something stands out, just take a break. Slow down. Think about it and pray over it. Maybe write it down. And you could try to remember it, but it should stick in your mind if it's something that stood out. But you have it written down if you forget. And then obey it and share it. Then repeat the process tomorrow. This is how lifelong disciples are made, not by rushing, by walking faithfully with our Creator every day. We talk a lot about order here at this ministry, and think about it. Pray before reading. Ask the set apart Holy Spirit for understanding. And when something stands out, slow down a second. Don't just rush past it and think about it and pray about it. Write it down, remember it, and then obey it and share it. You see, that is order. That is what's going to drive us closer to our relationship with our wonderful Creator. Imagine if every so-called believer lived what they learned in the Scriptures, in their recent readings. Families would change. Congregations would change. Communities would change. Folks, our Creator isn't looking for people who can quote more verses. He's looking for hearts that obey the verse they already know. So next time you open your Scriptures, don't ask, how much can I read? Ask, Father, what are you saying to me today? That's it. If he keeps it in one verse, stay there. If he calls you to obey, if he reminds you of his grace, believe it. And never forget this wonderful promise. There is no circumstance you will ever face where our Creator's grace is insufficient. Never, ever, ever. His grace is enough for your situation, for your health issues, for your struggles, for your future, your ministry, your family. His grace is sufficient. Knowing that, we need to walk forward in confidence that our Creator who speaks through his word will always give you the grace to live it. I pray that we connect with this message so much so that we desire to pick up our Scriptures and read it. When you think I got to read a whole chapter and I don't have time, the real thinking was, I'm going to read even a sentence of Scripture. Your time constraint shouldn't be reading. It should be, I got to ponder this and figure out what this is meaning. That doesn't mean look it up, and it could mean look it up if you don't understand it. It doesn't mean you're to listen to what the commentary says and take that as its word. No, it means to pray about it. It means to pray about it. But many people do that. They say, well, this is what the commentary says about it, or this is what my pastor said about it, so that's what it must mean. Well, maybe they're having the same struggles you are, just rushing through the message, and they're not studying the particular sentence or the word or something like this. We need to investigate and pray about everything. And that includes the words of our Creator. And we don't have to understand it, but we have to try to figure it out. You get it? You know, when it's the timing's right, if we're putting our heart and our time into it, our Creator will give us the revelation on His timing, not our timing. But if we just close it and say, well, I'm just waiting for His timing, so I can just forget about it. No, we need to ponder it. We need to think about it. Write it down. Hang it up somewhere and try to figure, what did He mean by this? And ask Him, literally ask Him, speak the words. Father, what do You mean by this? I don't understand this. I want to know more. I want to see it more clearly. Help me understand Your words so I can be more obedient to the truth. I don't want to be deceived by the enemy. In the name of Yahshua, please, Father, help me figure this out to bring me closer to You so I can be nourished by Your holy word and not the words of other people or the words of the world, but Your holy words so I can be more like Yahshua. Hallelujah. So I pray that's on your heart, everybody, and thank you for listening to today's message. If you want to pray with us in the mornings, we do live prayer every morning on this YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries, and we also have fellowship on Friday nights. You can join us on the same channel. And Father, I just pray that people, if they're hearing this in the car or if they're hearing this on their computers at home, would just have a desire to seek Your word more, to read Your scriptures more, and to live it and be obedient to the holy words of Scripture. Thank You, Father, for this blessed day. And thank You for all the brothers and sisters that You've presented this message to today. All the glory go to You, Father, not to me. Hallelujah. Thank You, everybody. Have a blessed day. Yah be with you all. And shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah
Life Ministries. Welcome to Taken Studios, the podcast studio designed with you in mind. Whether you're preaching, teaching, or sharing your heart, we provide a professional space where your voice can be heard. With our state-of-the-art equipment, expert sound engineers, and welcoming environment, you can reach Barry at 727-422-4374.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.